With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Visa isn't a credit card company. It is an innovation company that makes digital payments a reality around the world. Visa has a simple and unwavering vision to be the best way to pay and be paid for everyone everywhere. From food trucks to fantasy league dues, they want to provide you with the most secure and easy payment experience possible. All you have to figure out is, where would you like to be? Visa, everywhere you want to be. Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
The Panthers placed Cam Newton on injured reserve yesterday, officially ending the former MVP season. Cam was 0-2 this year before being sidelined with a foot injury and handing the reins over to Kyle Allen, who has led Carolina to a 5-1 record in his starts. Cam replied to a post on Instagram about the situation, writing in his very own Cam style, "Charlotte and the Panthers will forever be in my heart. I will work my tail off to be stronger, faster, smarter, and accurater." Yes, he said that word, guys, for you guys. "Until then, I will continue to support the hell out of the Panthers. And for Kyle Allen and Will Grier, hashtag shine through the shade." So, Shannon, is Cam saying goodbye?
Yeah, Skip, it sounds like it, because when you'll forever be in my heart, it just appears that he's resigned to the fact that his career in Charlotte's probably over.
Yep.
And Skip, true story, I had a girlfriend write me a letter just like this here.
No.
Say, "Shannon, I'll always
just like
love
this.
You. Say, you are, Shannon, you'll always be special to me."
A letter?
I mean, yeah, like that. You'll always be
she
special.
She broke up via letter?
No, I'm just saying, the letter came. And so, you know, I'm like, well, damn, it's odd. You know, she really never left the letter before, and I'm reading it. "Shannon, you'll always be special to me. You'll always hold a special place in my heart." I mean, I'm like, okay.
Was that the last you spoke to her, or what happened?
Skip, stop.
Well, I want to know.
How did it end?
What happened?
You know how it ended.
You can't
the
leave
same way going for Cam.
Well, I think that ended that, right?
Yeah, definitely did, Skip. Okay. Skip, but they say in marriage, it's a lot easier to go your separate ways if there's nothing there to hold you.
That is
there's
correct.
No kid, there's no financial, there's no property, so it's easy to sever ties. Cam Newton has a $21 million cap hit, but if they release Cam, it's only $2 million.
Wow.
NFL teams eat $2, $3, $5, $10 million like it's $5.
I agree.
Now, if there was a $40 million, like that big cap hit when Tony Romo retired, Skip, remember they had to split it out over 2 years, the cap hit was so big.
Yeah.
But for this, Cam has been injured, and I said last year, Cam is injured. Cam was playing hurt.
Yep.
But people don't want to hear that. When you go out on that field, Skip, all they see is Charlotte. Oh, that's Carolina? Number one, that's Cam. They don't know what was going on with Cam's shoulder. Cam's shoulder was hurt more than what he let on.
Well, he's had two shoulder surgeries since 2017. Right.
And he's taken some punishment over the years, Skip. You know, being a running quarterback. And Skip, they were running quarterback power. They were having a fullback lead and a tackle lead and Cam running the ball like he's a running back.
Remember that hit at the goal line in Atlanta?
And he took several of those. Oof. And that catches up with you at some point in time. But also something happened, Skip. Don't let anybody fool you. When they draft a guy behind your position and they take him in the first three rounds, he should have got an indication when Jimmy Garoppolo got drafted. You Skip, they were willing to move on from Tom Brady. At the time, Tom Brady had 4 Super Bowls and 2 Super Bowl MVPs.
Yep.
And they were willing to move on. I understand Cam Newton is a league MVP. He's been to Pro Bowls. He's been an All-Pro. But if you don't think those teams, if they think they can save a dollar and still get the same results because they're looking at, well, Kyle Allen, 5-1. But before you make this move, Carolina, let me make sure you're aware of something. Do you believe that C-Mac, Christian McCaffrey, is going to be on an all-purpose, all-record pace for the next 3 to 5 years?
Good question.
He's playing out of his mind.
At the moment.
He's in the MVP discussion.
Yeah.
But you better hope he can stay at that level.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think Kyle Allen or Will Grier, Because I believe you stumbled on Kyle Allen. You did select Real Gear. I think you took him in the third round.
What was it?
Third or fourth round.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you stumbled on Kyle Allen.
Yep.
Real Gear had gotten hurt.
Yep.
But Skip, they better be right on this.
Mm-hmm.
But Cam's going to have suitors. Chicago taking right now, Skip.
Boy, I think they would.
Chicago taking right now.
I agree.
If he was, obviously he's not healthy, Skip, but I'm saying right now, he will have his opportunity to go somewhere and start in this league. But reading the letter, and I get it, he says, well, I'm going to do my best to come back stronger, faster, smarter, accurater, more accurate for you guys. But I think that first line is what you'll always be special, you'll always be in my heart. That sounds like a guy that's resigned to the fact that he knows in the very near future that his time in Carolina is probably mm-hmm. going to be up.
Which is why I thought this post, there were a couple of posts, I thought they came off as much as dares as goodbyes. Daring Carolina, okay, go ahead. Let me go.
Right.
Because I'm going to come back faster, stronger, accurate.
Right.
I'm going to come back and I'm going to show
you. So that wasn't for the fans. That was for his organization.
That's what I believe.
Okay.
And I believe there's some bitterness, some animosity on his part, and maybe justifiably so.
Right.
That they have not continued to support him through some decline in his statistics since 2015. But he was the MVP of this league.
Yes.
That's hard to do.
Yes.
And I can't let that go right now.
Right.
I cling to that because I can't really defend the last 3 years. Stats have been a little, they've mm-hmm. declined a little bit. The interceptions are up. He's tied for the most over the last 3 years, but there are three others. It's Ben and Jameis and Phillip Rivers.
Right.
So he's tied with those three for the most interceptions. 14, 16, and 13 over the last 3 years. We know he's not the most accurate thrower, but he's simply the most dynamic quarterback we've ever seen. Now, maybe Lamar Jackson is on path to
right.
change all that, to rise above even that.
Mm-hmm.
But Christian McCaffrey has now become the face of the franchise.
He is.
Christian McCaffrey is an undersized back.
Right.
Cam Newton was an oversized quarterback.
Yes.
But still, he took a lot of punishment.
Yes.
We got the Earl Campbell syndrome operating in a quarterback mm-hmm. because he took on so many tacklers head on
right.
that maybe he's paying the price. And again, they finally, Adam Schefter, reporter on ESPN, that they finally put him on IR because they just got sick and tired of all the guesswork about what's wrong with him.
Right.
And being asked, obviously, Rivera gets asked, like
every
session.
Coach, yes.
What's up with Cam? What is it? What is it exactly?
Skip,
and they finally said, okay, we're sick of it. He's gone. He's on IR for the rest of the year.
Skip, you remember after they lost the Super Bowl, they played the Broncos that opening Monday night.
Yep.
Do you remember the shots that Cam was taking in those games? I mean, he took three shots to the head that now we look back on it, you're like, those probably should have been $25,000, $40,000 fines.
Yep.
Wow.
No, you're right. It's like he lost a year off his career in one night.
Yep.
Right? So the point is, I think they have burned out a little bit on his leadership style or lack thereof
mm-hmm.
because Cam, to me, was always more of a solo act. Leadership was not his forte mm-hmm. as far as leading vocally or by deed.
Right.
He just goes out and balls.
Right.
That's what
right.
he does. And that's going to lead you, and it led them to a whole lot of wins.
Yes.
But we know the pictures of Cam sitting down the bench and put the towel over mm-hmm. his head. Like, I don't want to be associated with that. But remember on his YouTube channel, what he posted is a month or so ago, and it was titled, "The Truth About Why I'm Sidelined, In My Words, In My Way." Do you remember this? And he was dressed up, but he lit up a cigar, and he was sipping wine.
Right.
And then he, over a 15-minute period, explained what was wrong.
Right.
I don't think he went to Lisfranc injury,
right.
but that's what he now supposedly has
correct.
With his foot, which
right.
is, you know, that's
yeah.
serious business.
Absolutely,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so could that hamper him going forward? Is he just one of those beaten up, like Michael Vick at the end, when he got to Philly, it just started to unravel because he'd be the first, and we have him on the show a lot of Mondays,
right.
but he'd be the first to tell you, I was just pounded, man.
Right.
I was just like, it becomes like cauliflower body, right?
Right?
Where
yeah.
you're just.
And it got to the point, Skip, that every time that he got hit, either he stayed down or the ball came out.
That is correct.
That's the indication that you know, you say, you know what? He couldn't, I mean, Skip, even though he wouldn't get hit, he would hit the ground hard.
Yep.
And he wouldn't get up.
That is true. So USA Today has a whole big story speculating on if this is it and it's like leaning in that direction, where would he go? Well, Chicago is one of the destinations. Denver is a destination. Tennessee is a destination. Those teams have good defenses and they don't mind winning a 13-10 game.
Absolutely.
So if Cam can get you 13 kind of on his own, be my guess.
He better than Tannehill. He better than Mariota. Yeah. He better than Flacco. He's better than what they got in Denver. He's better than Trubisky.
Yep.
And Chase Daniel, he's better than those. There are three teams right there.
Okay.
That if Cam Newton is on the open market, they should be first in line.
Would you take a shot?
Absolutely.
I would too. I would take a shot. And you know what?
Hell, I called John Elway in Denver, who's running it. Hey, bro, look at Cam.
Take a shot.
Do it. Maybe he needs to start fresh.
Maybe
as he goes on age 31, maybe it's time for a fresh start.
Right.
Maybe he ran his course in Charlotte. Yeah. Maybe it just doesn't feel right anymore.
Sometimes, Skip, you don't realize what you have until it's gone.
Maybe.
And you have Cam, you're like, well, are we winning these games with Kyle Allen? That's not to take anything away from Kyle Allen because he's played well. They're playing well as a team.
Just as a note, you know how much I liked Will Greer coming out. And he has not had his shot yet.
Right.
So maybe at some point he would get his shot.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
Yep.
But maybe you're right.
Listen, you want to talk about big shoes to fill? Those are big shoes. He won a lot of football games. He got you to a Super Bowl. He did a lot of great things. Not good things. He did great things.
Right.
He beat New England a couple times.
Yes.
One on a Monday night.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
That was big time.
And Skip, he
beat him up there.
Yes.
Beat him up there.
Just two years ago.
No, he beat him up there.
Yeah.
So he has quite a resume, but it seems like everything went sour on it.
Right.
In Carolina. Maybe it's time to start fresh. And I would like to see him re-challenge elsewhere.
Start fresh in Denver.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll buy that. He brought up his age just being 30. I mean, he should have time.
Okay, he should have time, but it's
given
like
if he gets healthy.
It feels
his 31 is probably like 35 with the shots that he's taking.
That's not the problem.
He's not one of those guys that, you know, he got hit a lot. Mobile quarterbacks take a lot of punishment because they run themselves out of something on the backside while running them something into the front side, and then he's running and scrambling.
I agree.
And he's a big man. Cam Newton, when I first saw him, I'm like, this dude's a quarterback. Cam is legit 6'5", 255.
That's a good point.
He's lost weight. He's become full-time vegan now. He's lost weight. He's down probably like 245 now.
Okay.
But he's a huge man.
But even when he was 255, he didn't play 255.
No.
I mean, he didn't look.
He wasn't bulky enough.
Because he could move.
Yes. He's statuesque. Yep.
When you list all the teams, though, that need a quarterback, it feels like when he is healthy, and hopefully he has a good recovery from that injury.
The only team I know that doesn't need a quarterback is Dallas.
Oh, really?
No way.
Is that what we're talking about? Interesting.
Tampa.
Interesting you bring up the Cowboys, Skip. I'm not used to that at all.
No mercy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No mercy.
We're now joined by Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard.
By the way, that's the first time in a long time I've heard him referred to as James.
Who?
Right?
You know what?
James.
I thought about that, too.
I don't know. It doesn't seem right.
Or maybe James? Like LeBron James? We always say LeBron.
He's getting older.
He goes by James.
Mr. James?
James. Goat.
Call
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Everybody, you're a superhero.
Can go by anything.
Bond,
really.
James.
Yeah.
I actually thought that, though, when I was reading through the script. And I'm like, technically, that's more appropriate.
It does
last
sound
names
weird.
A little disrespectful, but that's...
Oh, shoot. Not, that was not
fault,
my intention.
Not fault.
And his drink of choice is wine.
Is it?
Yeah.
That we know.
Or maybe Pinot Noir.
How about I just call him the GOAT?
Yeah,
Shannon would prefer that. Chris, what was your biggest takeaway from last night?
I had three big takeaways.
Uh-oh.
The first being, and I won't belabor this because I know you will, the first being that James still wants to be considered the best player in the world.
Won't he?
Because he is balling like that. All right, but the second one is the bench. The way the Lakers are playing, if they stay healthy and continue to improve like we would expect, there's only one team in the West that can keep them from getting to the finals.
Sure,
and that's
building.
The Clippers. Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, as good as everybody else is, it's the Lakers and the Clippers. And one of the strengths of the Clippers is that bench, that depth, that when they go to the bench, they run you off the floor. And the Lakers bench, we know they won the game last night. They had the 16-0 run led by Kyle Kuzma to start the fourth quarter that got them in the lead. If their bench can continue to develop and grow and get confidence, you know, the confidence of the superstars, that will be huge for the Lakers. So if I'm a Laker fan, that is something I'm encouraged by, the bench and how well they played. Secondly, this is a good problem to have. But if Dwight Howard continues to play as well as he is.
You put him in the starting lineup,
don't you? No, well, that's a consideration. But this is, how do you finish games? It was interesting, and maybe it was because of the minutes with Kuzma, but they put AD in for Kuzma with 6.5 minutes left. Now, obviously, you want to get AD back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But Kuzma was the guy that had gotten them the lead and led the run. So if Dwight's playing this well, and we know their defense right now is best in the league, do you end with Dwight, AD, LeBron, and two shooters, two guards that, you know, whether it's Cook and Caruso or Danny Green and Avery Bradley, or do you go with Kuzma, AD, and LeBron and two shooters?
Kuzma.
Okay, yeah, so last night they went with Dwight.
Yeah, but I think it was a minutes thing because Kuzma's just coming back and they said they want to keep his minutes down around 20. Also, he was already at 21.
The game was over by then. But
No.
It was only four. They were up four when they put AD.
They were just demoralized and devastated. Yeah. It was over.
It was a four-point. I don't know. It was a four-point game.
Stop it.
So those are my takeaways.
Okay. You have another one?
No.
Right. Three big ones.
Oh, GOAT.
GOAT.
Oh, Miss Triple Dove. She out early. She got a lot of frequent flyer miles. She almost missed a connection from San Antonio because, you know, it was a short trip from Dallas to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. She made that no problem. Mm-hmm. But getting to Chicago, the weather's turned a little cold. So she got delayed. But sure enough, right on time with about 3 minutes left, she made her way in there with them old blood bottom shoes on, flip front row. Triple Dove.
Really?
10 and 11, Skip. I keep telling you, he heard everything. Wash King, you like, remember we did that? We did a segment on it. What does he mean by Wash King? Everybody, he's unathletic.
Yep.
Is that what we do after one game? I said, y'all don't want to see another game? Y'all seen enough. He said, okay. I was talking, he said, okay, I got you.
Hmm.
That's what he told me, Skip. True story, he said, okay, I got you. Everybody around him said, hey, watch. That's not going to change.
That's it? That's all you got?
Nothing surprises me. And why should I be surprised? Mm. I've just been seeing this for 17 years.
Yeah. Mm.
What am I surprised by?
Mm.
If you told me he had a peanut shop and a young boy, okay, now I'm surprised. You told me he okay, but to do this, Skip, and we keep talking about, you know, the man got more triple doubles than Kawhi got double digit assist game. Did you know that? Kawhi had never had a double digit assist. Kawhi literally has one.
Different types of players.
Oh, different
types of players.
One guy plays, the other guy takes the night off.
That's my criticism of Kawhi. You gotta play.
I want you to, at some point in time, your head hard. But I've been hearing this.
Mine?
They say you hard-headed a little bitty boy.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in Oklahoma, say your head was hard. Couldn't nobody take you nothing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And still, I've been trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand what you're witnessing.
Mm.
You need to understand what you're seeing. Because guess what, Skip? It's like Halley's Comet.
Really?
Now, I saw the last one in
Halley's Comet, however you want to say it.
I saw the last one in 1986.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
I don't know if I'm going to be around to see the next one come around in 77 in the third year. But I saw that one. I don't know if you're going to ever see that again.
Maybe not.
Make sure you appreciate it.
Yep.
Nurture it.
I got to cover Halley's Comet.
No, you didn't.
I saw it, and we're never going to see it again. That comet's never coming around again.
That guy.
Yep. I thought LeBron did have a peanut shop when he was growing up.
No.
Didn't he invent the peanut?
No.
Well, that was George Washington Parker,
right? Invented different ways to use the peanut. Peanut oil, peanut butter. You know what I'm saying?
I got three takeaways on the game last night. I just did that for Christmas.
Let me hear it.
Number one, somebody needs to tell the Lakers, especially LeBron, Michael Jordan doesn't play for the Bulls anymore. They celebrated after the game like they had beaten Michael Jordan's 1998 Bulls at the house that Jordan built. That's how it came across to me. The Bulls are 2-6. The Bulls are now 14th in the Eastern Conference standings, just a tick above the Knicks, who are 1-6, to the 2-6 Bulls.
Okay.
That's what you overcame last night. Mm-hmm. You should have some shame that that game got completely out of hand early against that team in that building. I'm sorry, that's embarrassing to
no,
me.
No, it's not. Stop it.
And takeaway number two, LeBron, yeah, washed. There, he's going back and forth with AD in the locker room. Washed, huh? Washed. Now I'm super washed. Well, I got to tell you, there were times in that game he did look super washed. And there was a time at the end of the third quarter when Frank Vogel said, I had to take LeBron out because he was, and I'm using Vogel's word, exhausted.
Yes.
So they were down 13 at that point. So he had just, you know, burned all of his energy trying to get them to within 13. I don't know.
I don't know if you noticed this, okay, but what is he doing? He playing defense.
No.
You watching Chris Broussard?
Yes, I give you that.
Okay, then.
I give you
okay,
that.
Okay,
the best defense
really
in the league, right?
Okay.
He got shamed so much through this offseason that he finally said, okay, watch this. Now, can he sustain this? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because he's in year 17, and you say he can't sit in that chair. He's been trying to sit in that chair
and doing it.
Basis.
And doing it.
Can he keep this up?
And doing it.
I don't think so. So he sits for the first four minutes of the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And what happens? The bench that had failed him in the second quarter saved him in the fourth quarter. And it took off. And Kyle Kuzma turned back into Kyle Kuzma. That was the key to it because Kyle Kuzma is the deadliest shooter on this roster. When he gets going, he is unstoppable. Because what is he, 6'9"? I mean, he's got that jumper where when it starts going at 6'9", remember, he's as tall as LeBron, right? And he shoots a pure jump shot. And when it gets hot, it gets just crazy hot. And it started to heat. He had missed 12 of his first 13 threes this year after coming back from injury.
What happened, Skip? He put the ball on the floor. He got a couple of layups.
Right.
He saw the ball go in the basket.
Yep.
And
then
he started hitting a three.
And I loved it that LeBron said after the game of Quinn Cook, he's as good a catch and shoot three-point shooter as there is in this league. True. Quinn Cook can be deadly.
Yeah.
He was deadly. He was very quietly valuable for the Golden State Warriors last year.
No doubt.
And that was a sweet pickup by Rob Pelinka, as were a bunch of these guys.
I think of Rob Executive of the Year. Rob Executive of the Year.
You want to talk about rallying under duress when Kawhi left you high and dry?
Yeah. Well, he signed with us. He'd only played like 5 or 6 games anyway. So,
okay, so you're done with him.
Yeah.
You switched.
LeBron James sat and watched a 13-point deficit turned into a 1-point lead before he came back in the game. He got saved by his bench, which leaves me to his triple-double. Again, I'd be impressed if not for that little guy in Oklahoma City over the last 3 years. The last 3 years, he averaged triple-doubles. He's only 6'3" tall. He averaged 10-plus rebounds a game, which is what LeBron should have been averaging his whole career, but he does not.
No.
Okay, that's just me.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, 6'9 versus 6'3.
If you don't mind me asking, did Michael Jordan ever average a triple-double?
No, but it's like I said with Kawhi, different types of players. I'll give you this, Skip. I think LeBron is playing great, and he and Kawhi are right there for playing the best in the world right now. But the triple-double, it's not gonna be if he would average one, because Russ has done it three times.
Doncic might do it this season.
By the way, Russ, again, they're off to a shaky start as
he's
a team,
right,
but he's right there. He's 21-10-9 so far.
If he averaged a triple-double with James Harden, that would be incredible.
Okay, well, he's got a shot.
But that's my thing. So LeBron probably could have averaged one earlier in his career, but probably thought nobody's ever gonna do that.
Right.
So he didn't go for it.
Okay,
so if he does it now, it's just not going to be.
So they're making a big deal
impressive
last night on Channel 691 here in LA because it's the Lakers station.
But what do you say?
Three in a row. That ties his career high for three straight triple-doubles. And nobody with the Lakers has done it since Magic back in 1987 had four in a row. Okay, but Russ averaged for a whole year three times in a row.
Well,
just 1 year.
I mean, LeBron shot as many times as Russ did with his percentage, LeBron would average what? You thinking 35?
Hmm.
You think at 35, could rush shooting 40%.
So don't bring me Miss Triple Dub.
Yeah, but you
hate it.
She's
she done been around the block. Miss Triple Dub been around the block.
She still look good. She still look good. She might not be what she used to be, but she still fine.
She looks warm.
She gets a little old. She gets a little old. Everybody done had some of that.
Why you trying to see? I noticed that now. See, why I got getting triple doubles now? Yeah. And now all of a sudden they don't mean anything.
Well, they don't.
They do.
It's interesting.
They got disqualified by the little guy.
Okay, well, how about this here? Can I interest you in 26, 8, and 11? And year 17, he's leading the league in the NBA. In assists.
Can I interest you in who is Dwight Howard and where did he come from? Who is this guy? I'm not. Listen, on both ends of the floor, he's playing at a level we've never seen before, and he's in his 16th year.
Yeah. This is what, ever since he left the Lakers, not Orlando, but ever since he left the Lakers, this is what teams have been trying to get him to do. Just defend, rebound, run the floor, finish at the rim when you get an alley-oop or whatever. But he always wanted to be Olajuwon and post up. He's hit rock bottom and realized, look, I just want to stay
in
the league.
And that's what he said. He's doing it. He says, role, it's not a role. My job is to just run the floor.
No, he used this word. He said, it isn't a role, it's my purpose.
Purpose. Yes, that's exactly what he said, purpose.
He's like obsessed or possessed with this new purpose.
I mean, he's always had that body. He's always been built.
He looks like he doesn't have any body fat at all.
Like he's lost some weight.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Yoking it on folks.
Well, it's
who
working.
Who is that guy?
The Lakers.
And again, the new hairstyle makes him look like I don't even know who it is for a while. Like,
it is kind of
true. That could be, he could end up being your nemesis.
And Kobe White tried to get that cheap layup on us.
Get
it out.
But will the old Dwight emerge at some point?
No, we know new and improved.
The guy who doesn't
he's been saved
that seriously?
He's
new
been
and
saved.
Improved.
It does look like he's been saved in a basketball season.
But I told him, I said, LaMarcus Aldridge is going to be your downfall. Okay. LaMarcus Aldridge stepped off a cliff.
We'll go there when we have to.
Hey, have I ever fought back on that?
No, I think
he's always been my
DeJounte
downfall.
DeJounte Murray.
Well, he's
he ain't
a
nothing.
Force.
Yeah.
Chris, good
we
stuff
the beast
today.
Gonna win. No mercy.
Dak Prescott and the Cowboys got back to their winning ways Monday, using a big second half to put away the Giants 37-18. Dallas now sits at 5-3 atop the NFC East, which is 2 games better than the 3-5 record they had at this time last year. Of course, the 2018 Cowboys team ended the season as hot as any team in football, going all the way to the NFC divisional round of the playoffs before losing to the Rams. And yes, we remember that one well.
We're now joined
by Fox Sports contributor Rob Parker.
What's happening? Good morning.
We got two of your favorite teams to talk about. We're going to start with the Cowboys.
Is
Rob.
Is it Christmas?
It's not Christmas, but we got to hear what you have to say. Are you more sold on this year's Dallas Cowboys than last year's team?
Skip Bayless, I'm not sold. In fact, I want a refund on the Cowboys because this Cowboy team is not the same team from a year ago, especially defensively. Last year at this point, they were third best defensively in the league. They're seventh. Look at the penalties, much more. And then here, I'm a big guy on this. Shannon, it's who you beat. And who you beat matters. You can look at the wins and go, wow, they got all these wins. But come on, when you look at the teams that they've beaten, they haven't beaten anybody. And I think they've lost. And then they also, with the bad team that they faced and beaten, they've also lost to the Jets. And when they played the two best teams, the Packers and the Saints that they faced all year, what happened?
You just dismissed his Eagles, right?
What?
Yeah.
They got one quality
Rob
win.
Rob Parker says the Eagles are a bad team.
That was the one, and they were 5-4. And I'll give you that, even though they imploded to start the game. They gave the Cowboys 14 points.
Yes.
And Shannon, they never showed up. The game was over.
Those are called takeaways.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, takeaways. Okay.
So when you look at the way the Cowboys are constructed and what they've done, I'm not convinced that this team is the same team that a year ago got hot, turned it on, and was going the other way.
Fluky. Yep.
No, come on, Skip. They haven't beaten any. What's their signature win? Give me their signature win.
Philly. Well,
that Eagles, that so that was it.
Yeah.
And the other game they beat
Miami.
What was
Washington?
Miami, Giants Washington. Twice. They've gotten fat off of all of these also Rams and terrible teams. Mm. So if I'm the Cowboys, I'm concerned because every time they face up against a real team, a team that they'll have to, and those are the teams you face in the playoffs,
or
the Packers and the Saints. Those are the kind of teams, and yet they haven't fared well.
Yeah.
And that loss against the Jets is another telltale.
It's unforgivable.
Sign. It is unforgivable.
Well, put it like this.
They should have won that game.
You know, they put the playoff ranking came out last, college football playoff ranking came out last night. Mm-hmm. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, if it was the NFL had a playoff ranking, Cowboy wouldn't be in it.
Well, they don't do just 14.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
What are you talking about? They're
right
leading their division.
So?
You realize the division winner qualifies for the playoffs.
No.
But can they hold on to that?
No, they cannot. They're not making the playoffs.
If that college committee got the stats put in front of them that the Cowboys have put up, number one in yards per game, number one in yards per play, tied for
against two.
And then they're going to say, hold on,
wait a
minute. They beat three FCS teams, but they lost to two BCS teams. They're like, oh, no, no, we can't have it there.
Don't in college, it's the strength of schedule.
Yes. Mm.
That would count, so this would disqualify them because their wins are all against. Sure, when Dak Prescott the first three games of the year, he had nothing but bums, and he ran up the score and had touchdowns and put up all these big numbers. Everybody was like, they should sign him now. Oh, my God. And then all of a sudden after that, he had those three terrible weeks because they played good teams.
Right. Mm. Skip, but no, I don't think they're any better. As a matter of fact, I feel even better now about my pick.
You think they're worse than they were last year?
I think they're not going to make the playoffs. So what that means? Mm.
That means you're going to lose a whole bunch of
games. No, we're not. No, I'm not. Skip, look, we've seen them play three good teams. They won one. They beat the Eagles. They lost to the Saints. They lost to the Packers. Now, here's some of the teams that they're going to possibly play if they were fortunate enough, which they're not. But if they were fortunate enough, something by hook or crook, they made it to the playoffs.
Okay.
New Orleans, San Francisco, Green Bay. Those are the teams. Seattle. Those are the teams that's going to be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Not the Jets. They lost to. Mm-hmm. Not Washington. Not Miami. And definitely not the Giants. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out who you think y'all go. Y'all ain't beat nobody. Mm-hmm. Who did y'all beat? Skip? I can make, let's see, Miami or Washington, give me 3 weeks of training, I think I can make the team. Mm. I can be the 53rd man on the roster.
But
at 51.
Three weeks.
No. The combined record of the teams that they beat, 9-26. Mm. I mean, that's as bad as it gets. Only the Patriots have feasted more and gotten fatter.
Mm.
Good.
Tell me when it's my
turn.
It's your turn.
Thank you very much. Rob Parker, I'm going to barely give you 1 point. I do not completely trust my defense because when I least expect it, my defense fails to show up for kickoff. It'll sort of kick back in the second half as my quarterback rallies them back furiously. But my defense inexplicably just doesn't show up. It really didn't show up at the Jets and against Green Bay where you're saying, what are you doing? Because Sam Darnold, I said before the draft, I don't like him. I wasn't sold before the draft. Others across from me, they liked him. A whole lot of people like Sam Darnold. I never did.
Him as a personal
so
thought.
That was as shameful a loss as any team has suffered in the whole league this year was Cowboys at Jets. But my quarterback, who is the leader of the team, who is a gamer and a baller and a big game, big play playmaker. He rallied them back in the Jets game and came within a 2-point conversion on what should have been called pass interference.
That ball was uncatchable too.
It hit him right in the hand.
No, it
hit him right
it
there.
Down at his feet. He throwed it behind him.
What's his name? The safety for them, the kid Marcus May.
Yeah.
He's all over him. He tackled him before the ball got there, knowing that on the last play of the game, they're just going to say, let him play.
Oh, they're going to let him play. Really?
And it's the 2-point conversion that would have sent it to overtime because he got them all the way back in that game. He got them back in the Aaron Rodgers game. They're down 31-3, and if the kicker makes a chip shot field goal, they're going to get an onside kick at 34-27. Pretty impressive.
Are you sure they want to get the onside?
Well, no, because it's virtually impossible. But at least you got him back to 34-27, just as he did once upon a time his rookie year against Aaron Rodgers in a playoff game in which they fell behind 21-3. The defense didn't show up.
Well, where's your offense?
Guess what the score got to? 31-all because of my quarterback.
Skip, if you know, you keep saying the defense, but I just want to know, in the first three quarters, where was your offense against the Pack? The first three quarters against the Jets, where was your offense?
They could have matched the score.
And then what happened in the entirety of the Saints game? Where was your offense that got you 10 points?
Okay. I told you what happened. My quarterback threw a catchable ball to Amari Cooper that hit him right there, right here.
Skip,
just right
that's
here.
The first play of the game.
Okay, but he muffs it into an interception that gets returned 55 yards.
But you told me.
And they go right in and score.
But you told me there's four quarters in the football game. So what happened the rest of the game?
My quarterback threw for 463 yards in that game against a defense that was not playing prevent.
Is it about yards or points?
Well,
because the points. Saints won a game without even scoring a touchdown against Dak Prescott.
And you know what, Skip? As I looked at it, I'm going back to my notes, and it says, when the score was in one score of the Packers game, Dak Prescott had three interceptions and no touchdowns. When the game was within one score. So in other words, he got them empty calories, Jenny.
Two of those interceptions clearly were not his fault.
They were his fault.
Oh, stop it. How can you? That's just bad luck when you're one of the best. A top five receiver has a ball right here and muffs it into an interception.
He ain't top five. But anyway, hold on.
The other one, Kevin King just tackled Gallup. Well, he did. You know it.
Well,
you even agreed that next day.
No. Yeah, that's fast.
Yo guy tackled Evan Engram on Monday night.
He did not. He went right. Woozie went right over his back.
No, he went through it.
He didn't go through. He went over him.
He did.
He's about half of Evan Engram's size.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Make a dent in his back.
I just want to know, Skip, why does your offense keep showing up small in big games?
Why is it ranked number one by Pro Football Focus?
And
I don't know.
Skip, so that should you should be more alarmed. You're number one and you're 5-3.
Okay, so as much as I don't quite trust my defense, it's fifth in points allowed. Fifth in points allowed.
Yes.
Is that good?
Yes.
I think that's pretty
good.
You
got top five offense too.
I saw my defense rise and shine. Another game in that same MetLife or MetDeath Stadium, whatever you want to call it.
It's called MetDeath. It's
that black cat. That black cat ruined
it. It was Black Cat Stadium. And at that point, Danny Dimes is driving to put them up 16-3 when the Black Cat makes his entrance.
And then what happened?
We happened.
I know we happened.
Yeah. 34-9 happened the rest of the way. But my defense, listen to what they had the, you know, I'm sorry, the Giants had the ball. First and goal at the 8, first and 10 at the 12, first and 10 at the 13, first and 10 at the 11, and my defense held them to field goals every time. And they got Golden Tate, and they got Evan Engram, and they got what you call the best running back in football, Saquon. Well, those are enough weapons that you should cash. But guess who rose and shone that night? Michael Bennett. I got another pass rusher, and
he
was wreaking havoc. And D-Law was just laying down the law.
Oh, he came to play the first half.
He came to play. For the first time all year, again, he came to play.
He had some flashes a couple of times. Yeah,
he did. But this was big time. Mm-hmm. And again, Robert Quinn can rush the passer. And my linebackers, again, they didn't even have Wolf Hunter the other night. But Sean Lee played his best game in 3 years.
Jalen Smith.
Hey, all in all, my eye test is telling me this team is poised for takeoff. This team's got the Vikings, and it's a hard game, but they can win that game.
And they say you should do LASIK every 10 years.
Really?
Had it, yes, so it's time for a renew.
Is it time?
You to read nothing. You got to update LASIK every 10 years.
I can see clearly all the way to Detroit, because Detroit is next. You're Lions.
Y'all catch an AL.
Yeah. And then it's all the way to...
Y'all got Minnesota this week, right?
Yeah.
Minnesota,
oh, okay, yeah, then Detroit.
Okay, then I'm saying Detroit. And then they get to go play Rob's second favorite team, the New England Patriots, and Rob would say that's an easy dub, right?
That what?
It's the Patriots because they're finished.
Rob, who do we pick in that game?
I know. That's like, can we take a mulligan? Can we like not pick? That's like the worst day of all. We have to like decide.
Then Buffalo at home on Thanksgiving. My team does not lose at home on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they do.
They do not.
Yeah, they do. Cam, remember when Cam went in there and beat the brakes off him and knocked Tony Romo out?
Well, because he went down again for like the third play of the game. And that was the end of that game.
San Diego beat them on Thanksgiving. Remember San Diego beat the brakes off?
With no Zeke and no Ty Smith, remember that?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Vikings are coming to town.
But they got Dak. Why they need all of that if they got Dak?
Skip, if they lose to the Vikings, where are you then?
Well, they're not going to lose.
I'm asking
I should ask you the same question. How are you going to feel if they beat the Vikings?
I'll be confused.
That's a good answer.
Right. That is a good
because
answer.
I don't think they're that good. Yeah. And I think the Vikings, because the Vikings should have won the game.
100%.
Right? They blew the game against the Chiefs. They should have won that game.
Yes.
And I think they're going to come back and rebound and beat the Cowboys.
They're a really good team.
I appreciate that.
My team's got Super Bowl written all over.
No, it don't. No mercy.
After losing
losing on opening night to the Clippers, the Lakers have now won six straight games. The Lakers bench marked a furious comeback and beat the Bulls in Chicago 118-112. Now, LeBron messed around and got his third straight triple-double. And when asked about playing in Chicago earlier in the year, LeBron said, quote, "I definitely recognize the greatness that Mike had in this city. Every time I play here, I look in the rafters at the jersey retired." So, Shannon, does LeBron elevate his game in the house that Jordan built?
No, Skip, because he doesn't go out and try to score 50. Like I said, I believe they went out last night trying to get AD, because AD is he's from Chicago.
That didn't work.
It didn't. AD got in foul trouble. LeBron by nature is not like, he doesn't have the mentality, say, like a Kobe or James Harden. That's not him. He's a pass the ball, get guys involved, I'll get mine because I know I can get mine. That's not what he is. And we don't rarely, Skip, I think only twice I can honestly say, I saw him go tit for tat. We saw him, I think that was game six or maybe game seven, he and Paul Pierce was going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And remember that game, I think it was Eastern Conference Final, Indiana, he and Paul George were swinging back and forth. But for the most part, LeBron James lets the game come to him. He's a pass first, I can get my points. Hence, 27.2 average for a career. So clearly he can score the basketball. But he's more Magic Johnson than Michael Jordan. But when he goes to Charlotte, the team that Michael Jordan is the majority owner, and the majority of the nights he's sitting in the stands watching, Skip, he goes out of his way. He goes out of his way because he feels that Michael Jordan has gone out of his way to not give him the proper respect. Mm-hmm. All the greats will pay LeBron respect. Okay, Charles Barkley sometimes he find a way to get critical because he don't want to. He tried to get back in Michael's good graces because Michael won't take any more of his calls right now.
That is probably true.
So he tried to get back in his good graces. But if you look at all the other greats, the historically great players, they will give LeBron James his credit. Michael Jordan somehow has kind of shied away. Well, Kobe has five, and five is more than three. But yeah, four MVPs is more than one. Three Finals MVPs more than two. Yeah, I get all that.
Sure.
But I don't believe he goes out of his way when he's in Chicago because, Skip, it's so long removed. Michael is probably glad. Michael probably wish he would go out of his way, because I don't think Michael has a whole lot of love lost between the Chicago Bulls, considering how it ended in the tail end with, you know, them kind of running him out of there because he wanted to keep the band together one more year. They's like, nah, we going with Tim Floyd, so y'all go ahead and split.
He wanted to keep the band together for 5 months.
Well, he wanted to keep at least, well, he didn't want to break the band up.
Yeah.
But they wanted to break the band up.
Jerry Reinsdorf and Jerry Krause said, see you later.
Right. Even to the great Michael Jordan. And as great as he, I mean, can you imagine, Skip, you winning title, you win 6 and 8 years, and they say, we tired of winning. Y'all get the hell on up out of here.
Hmm.
Nobody would do that now. So LeBron doesn't go out of his way, although I bet Michael wish he would because he wants them to punish. If they don't win, Skip, if the Bulls don't win 20 games in the next 5 years, Michael Jordan is not shedding a tear, considering how it ended for him. But LeBron doesn't go out of his way. But when he's in Charlotte, he goes out of his way to put pain on him.
Hmm. Wrong. Sorry. You're half right about Charlotte. I agree with you about Charlotte, but you're missing the boat about the house that Jordan built. Every time LeBron has gone to that house, he tries to out Michael Jordan. Because look at the numbers. LeBron has averaged in 30 games in the United Center, the house that Jordan built. 30 games, he's averaged 30 points a game. That's the most he's averaged in any road arena in the whole league.
Even more than Madison Square Garden?
Yep. 30 a game for 30 games. He always goes in there and tries to make a statement. The problem is, Michael no longer lives in that house that he built. He's gone. He moved away.
Right.
So LeBron's going in there battling the ghost of Jordan, and the ghost doesn't play. He just sits up in the rafters and observes. So you're playing against air. He's not there anymore, LeBron.
But let me tell you why he doesn't. Because there's nothing, LeBron James could average 50. Mm-hmm. And there's not one Chicago fan that would ever think that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan. This is why he does what he does in front of Mike. I want you to see this greatness. Mm. Even though you don't want to believe it, look at that. You looking at the Mount Rushmore. You looking at the face to the left. The first face to the left. You can be number two, but I'm number one.
Shannon, anyone in the NBA world or the known world who isn't a blind witness knows that Michael will always be greater than LeBron.
No, they won't. No, they don't.
It's over and
that's
it's
you.
Over a long
that's
time.
You.
No, it's everybody
no,
but you.
No, it's you.
You are the
that's
leader you. Of the blind witnesses because
no,
they are just blind. Whatever LeBron does is magic. I
can't believe it. I mean, I want to say I'm surprised that he played like this, but I already know we went to
so
Wakanda.
It's probably necessary just to, he did do that. That's
maybe that's
right.
It.
Do we need to quickly run through the numbers? Michael Jordan, 6-0 in the finals with six MVPs.
Goodness.
Michael Jordan, 10 scoring titles to LeBron's one. Michael Jordan, 9 all defensive teams to LeBron's 6. Michael Jordan won Defensive Player of the Year. LeBron, no way.
He should have won it over, you know, Skip.
Stop.
You know he should have won it over Marc Gasol. You know that, Skip Bayless.
I don't know that.
You do.
Michael Jordan led this league in steals 3 times. Not so much for LeBron.
But Skip,
0.
Normally,
I'm sorry,
Skip,
I can go on
Skip,
and on.
Skip,
it's over.
Normally, guards lead the league in NBA steals. Allen Iverson led the league in steals. Mm. Jason Kidd, normally guards do that.
Michael Jordan's 6'6". Come on. I don't even know. He's
Skip.
Like beyond a guard.
Skip,
I don't know what he is. He's just the greatest player ever.
But Skip, when you look at the numbers, there are 3 finals in which Michael averaged like 31, 6, and 5. And in 3 losses, LeBron averaged 34, 8, and 9. I mean, Skip, it just, look.
Look, here's the bottom line to this. The reason it was over from the start, Michael Jeffrey Jordan is the greatest late-game assassin I have ever seen,
okay.
And anybody who knows basketball has ever seen. LeBron is the shakiest closer
no,
of
not.
Great players you've ever seen because he is the worst late-game free-throw shooter in NBA history, statistically.
Well, we don't go to the free-throw line.
Okay.
We drop them threes on you.
You know what?
We drop bows on you.
You run from the free-throw line.
Why go to the free-throw line? We're going to end it. I ain't got time to be getting on the
run to the free-throw line and you're like this.
But what about when you shoot that 3? What about when you shoot that 3? Ask Indiana about that 3.
Shoot 3.
Ask Indiana about that 3.
He finally hit one.
Okay, what about
finally
Toronto?
Took forever.
Well, then why we got more buzzer beaters in the playoffs than Kobe and Jordan?
Mm. Well, it was time for Jordan to make one. He made one.
No, like,
it was
that
time
right
for
there.
The signature end of career hold the pose shot in Utah. I was there in the front row.
Oh,
I've
like
never seen
like LeBron did on Friday night. He hit that Vogue on Doncic. He hit that Vogue pose.
They were up 4 points already. Did that win the game? Stop it.
I did like the vote.
LeBron ran from the last 3-point shot at Dallas.
No,
he did too.
No, we gonna do this.
He signs off in the huddle on, we're going to let Danny Green shoot the last shot.
We call him Skip. There's nothing. There's no greater feeling.
Stop it.
There's no greater feeling.
It's over,
to
Shannon.
To practice and rehearse something and to have it called in the game and it works, Jenny.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I know, it feels good.
It's sad that you go into Michael's house and try to beat Michael when he's not there anymore.
It ain't his house.
Got to do it. Ghosts.
No mercy.
Tonight, the Clippers will host the Bucks, but fans anticipated a one-on-one matchup between reigning Finals MVP Kawhi and reigning league MVP Giannis, so they might be a bit disappointed. Kawhi will be out for load management, making it the second time this season he's sat through 8 games. Shannon?
Hmm.
No, Jenny, you need to put emphasis on that.
Shannon, do you have a problem with this?
I got a big problem with that. Mm. It's the second time he's been out in 2 weeks of the NBA season.
Mm.
Don't make it seem like here we are 10 weeks into the NBA season. We're 2 weeks in, and he's already load managing. I just want to know how long you got to work to get PTO? I mean, how you start a new job?
Yeah.
You start a new job, and within the first 2 weeks, you're like, hey, I need some time off.
Mm. I hear you.
But your new employer really, really wanted you to join
them. I understand
that.
Like,
doesn't
right?
matter.
Skip, look. Look, obviously, this was a built-in condition. And this is what Clipper fans and NBA fans and TV, television.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi's not playing back-to-backs. So if you got him on your network and you think you're not getting him back-to-backs, as long as he's where he is right now, he's not playing back-to-back, Skip. I'm sorry. And you would have thought, can you imagine? Now, I just want to know one thing, Skip Baylor. Let's just say for the sake of argument, we 1985, 86, 87. Magic coming to Chicago. Jordan like, nah, I'm load management tonight.
Mm.
And then Bird coming the next night. You good with that? It's a simple question. Yes or no?
They never even thought about it.
Never.
It's not in their realm of conscious thought.
But you would think, Skip, look, I get it. I think all the games are important. But you would think the bigger of the two matchups is him and Giannis as opposed to him in Portland. And that's not a knock on Portland because I think Portland's a good team. They got Dame. They got CJ. Yep. They got some good things going on, even though they took a horrible loss to Golden State the other night.
Yep.
But you got Giannis, the reigning MVP, the reigning finals MVP, for a chance to go head mano a mano. He's like, nah, I'm good, bro.
Nope, doesn't matter.
I'm going to sit this one out.
Kawhi Leonard learned from the load management master, Greg Sitovich, in San Antonio, because he just sits everybody. He sat Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Manu and drove me crazy.
No, he didn't sit him. Remember in Miami, he sent him home. He put him on a plane and the league signed him like a quarter of a meal, I think.
So he went to Toronto last year and they catered to him and he sat for 22 of 82 games.
Right.
And guess what? They won the championship.
Yep.
So it worked, right?
Yep.
Guess what? He was the MVP of the finals. So it worked. So guess what? Steve Ballmer said, I'm signing off on whatever he wants because we desperately need to keep him from the Lakers.
Right.
And I assume the Lakers were willing to sign off on this too.
Right.
But this might be even more load managed than last year was.
Yes.
So already he just says no back-to-backs. So they were at Utah. Nope, I'm not playing. And he came home, but when they came home and played the Spurs. Okay? No Giannis, but we got back-to-back at home. I'll play against Portland. And none of this matters to him because all he cares about is what happens in June. Right?
You go with that.
He will be fresh in June while LeBron's beating his chest about beating the Bulls at Chicago.
But hold on. Where was the uproar when LeBron rested and everybody talking about, well, what about the fans? What about the fans that pay all that money? Now all of a sudden, we cool with it.
I hear you.
Now, would you rather win a title or you rather play all the regular season game? I love how when LeBron was doing it, it was a problem. Now Kawhi doing it, Kawhi can do no wrong.
Don't worry, guys. I'm sure he's going to sit again, and we will talk about it again with a little bit more time.
No mercy. Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.